It's Tuesday, December 28th, 2021, and I'm Dave Sobel. Today, let's talk cloud and the march toward its dominance. What I'm predicting for 2022 in this space. This is the Business of Tech's 2022 Prediction Series. Let's talk about the cloud for these predictions. It's pretty easy to make hand-waving predictions about the cloud because it's the obvious direction of the market. In November, I covered Gartner analysis on the cloud space, where analysts said there will be more than 85% of organizations embracing a cloud-first strategy by 2025, and 95% of new digital workloads being deployed on cloud-native platforms, up from 30% in 2021. That's a mere 3 years away. It's passing 50% now as we go into 2022. And thus, to get there are a few things required and where my predictions are focused. I did an entire piece about building that SMB of the future this year. One of my points was the need for ongoing monitoring of the security profile within the cloud. If one considers the stack I proposed, including a SaaS line of business app, accounting, and work platform, there's an obvious gap for SMB-focused IT providers to monitor and manage those. So let's get to the predictions. In 2022, a vendor will emerge with a clear set of requirements to deliver management of SaaS applications, beyond managing a single vendor. There are several players I'm watching here. I always name Nuvolex, SaaS Alerts, and Augment as companies in this space, although I could include Skykick or Datto's SaaS Protection. I'll also include what CyberDrain is doing in this space with the open source CIPP project or SIP. None individually is complete to my vision. I'm looking for multiple platform support. Most of these are just Microsoft 365 and would include multiple functions beyond just backup, most similar to Nuvolex. There's a big difference between managing one and managing two, because two leads to N number. Once a vendor does more than one, they've abstracted core functions to allow that to be replicated multiple times. They'll do it with a standard method, likely an API. I'm looking for that. Someone will break out here. More than one platform support, a defined list of requirements the providers nod to, and multi-tenant support. In 2022, I also believe a savvy MSP is going to spend some money and invest engineering dollars in an open source project, like SIP or Tactical RMM, to further address this need. Tactical is a traditional RMM versus SIP's cloud focus, but either could benefit from an investment like this. If the rise of these open source projects say anything, there's certainly some desire to build the tool by those who need it. For a product space that should have been solved years ago, this could jumpstart what providers are waiting for. In 2022, a cloud-first MSP sales approach will move into the mainstream. I fundamentally believe in the idea of an ongoing proactive relationship with an IT service provider to help small businesses with their IT needs. That said, the vast majority of MSPs start by selling endpoint management rather than leading with the cloud. Thus, this will play out with a provider who's selling a package of services entirely around cloud and SaaS and leading with that. This isn't a rebranding of an existing package. Instead, this will be a management package of the cloud assets, and likely to the exclusion of endpoints. Rather than a strategy of protect everything, this offering will protect the crown jewels, an offering focused on the cloud systems. We'll cover your core assets and data to ensure no unprotected access, including from a customer's own employees. So that's three predictions for next year as we move closer to that cloud-first world. A vendor will emerge with a clear vision to convince providers, an MSP will step up to invest in their own solution, and a cloud-only offering will emerge that sells just the cloud. Think you know PCmatic? Think again. PCmatic is working with MSPs to deliver true zero trust, default deny endpoint security, allowing only trusted applications and blocking all the rest. A lightweight, simple to deploy, and easy to manage approach to application allow listing. Layering a default deny approach provides MSPs of all sizes the ability to again focus on prevention, and PCmatic delivers this without impacting performance or efficiency. Find out more by visiting PCmatic.com/MSP and be sure to ask about PCmatic's exclusive lead sharing program for MSPs backed by a primetime national TV campaign. Thanks for listening. With a cloud context set, tomorrow we'll talk business. Talk to you then. The Business of Tech is written and produced by me, Dave Sobel, under ethics guidelines posted at businessof.tech. Like the content? Support the show at patreon.com/MSPradio or buy our Why Do We Care merch at businessof.tech. If you want to reach our listeners, visit mspradio.com/engage.